Om Shanti. Good morning. So I'm Isabel, and I'm really your voice this morning. Quite a few of you have left your questions that you want clarified. And just to say just a little bit about me, I've been came across the Brahma Kumaris in Canada, and but I've been based in the UK for 13 years. I've got 20 years' experience. I feel like a baby still. Each time that you discover something new and can go into greater subtleties, as like a new area, a new world opens up to you. And I'm really looking forward to asking your questions and my questions to Sudesh Didi. No translation? Which language is English is not here, but I'm speaking English. Spanish is not here. Spanish, someone from Spanish?
I can see
Russian is there. Miguel will go. No. So Spanish is going up. The other ones are okay? Yeah, Russian, Tamil. The rest seems okay. So I'll just continue with the introduction. We have with us someone who has had personal experience with Mama and Baba, who's not only understood Gyan, but lives it with a lot of love. You know, sometimes we may feel that Srimat is strict, but I don't think that Sudesh Didi ever think of anything as strict. It makes her dance, it makes her sing. And Baba's nickname for Sudesh Didi, as you probably know, is the Nightingale, Baba's Nightingale. So not only she hears Gyan, she hears Baba, it makes her sing, but when she shares it, it can flow like a river. So today, my job will be to be able to control that flow as best as I can, so that we can cover many of your questions. If we don't cover them all, then let's see, we might have to have another session, because it's also important to go to the depths of it. So Sudesh Didi is with us for the next hour and 10 minutes. We'll try to finish by 4:15, have meditation together, and get enough time for those for Pandavavan to catch the bus. Apparently that's the schedule that has been set for us. Sounds good? Mm. So welcome, Sudesh Didi. Mm. And I think you just come from China. Have you just come from China?
Yeah, via Delhi.
Via Delhi. Yes. So you were here, you went to China on service, and came to the Delhi program as well.
Yeah, there was actually two programs, Delhi. It was the surrender ceremony of 10 sisters, and a very beautiful celebration. And actually from the main teachers, those who have been surrendered, dedicated their life officially, of course all of you have dedicated it, but this is an India system that after a few years you stay for experience, learning, understanding the yajna system, 5 years, and then those, if their parents agree and they agree that yes, this is now total dedication and surrender, it is called, like marriage ceremony. Their parents come, relatives come, like a marriage ceremony, many parties take place and all are present from both sides. So the center, 10 sisters from their different centers, so all their members, students were there, like a marriage. They have come to attend a marriage.
Very nice.
That's a very beautiful ceremony was there.
Good. So they stay 5 years in a hostel, get trained, and then they can surrender.
Yeah. Like parents are offering. Dadi ji, Ratan Mohini Dadi was present there. Dadi Janki is supposed to be there, but because of her health, wonderful drama, everything in drama is perfect. So then Ratan Mohini Dadi came. And so it was just like interesting ceremony. The car, 10 cars were decorated like the marriage car.
With the bells at the back?
Yeah, in front of the car and the back. Wonderful celebration. And the Eastern sisters were wearing the marriage dress, from white, mm-hmm. of course.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. And one by one coming, and then their parents, and they are going, and then they are in the car. On the way, its flowers are showered. When they reach in Baba's room, they sat in Baba's room. Then myself and Asha Ben were there. Actually, we were in the first car, and they followed the car.
The priestess car.
Then I was in. So in Baba's room, everybody got dressed in such bed, sat in front of Baba, and then we gave the shti to all of them. Then they came for again for the official celebration in the hall. So it was very beautiful.
Happy ceremony.
Yeah. Anyway, this was, and now it's going on for 4 days, 5 days. The sisters who are already 35 years running the centers have many branches. For them, silence bhatti. It's called yoga bhatti, but silence program. And so, but of course, depth of what is the seed stage. What it means that we karmatit. What is real soul consciousness? Bodiless, wiseless, incorporeal. But what does it really mean? How to practice this?
Can I hold you before you move to those gyan questions about surrender? If we can explore that just a little bit more. When we hear about those surrender ceremony, those young kumaris, or kumaras I'm assuming, that are into giving their life fully.
Yes.
And then after that period of test, then they get to the ceremony and then they go to a center. When we are in the West, as you know, very few of us surrender in that way.
Mm.
But still, we can consider ourselves as being surrendered. So can you clarify that? What is it that it really means to surrender on the more subtle way so that everyone can understand at which level they've surrendered?
Actually,
without living in a center.
It was interesting to see, I mean, now these surrender ceremonies are taking place since might be 30 years maximum. Before then, that was the foreigner surrender ceremony was celebrated here. 10 years in Gyan, 25 years in Gyan. But when we came, and also other dadis came, in fact, we did not know when was the day of surrender. We just surrendered the time we came. Naturally. Of course, it's a joyful kind of for the Indian society, because they think that the girl should get officially married, and then now responsibility of the parents is given to the wherever she's going. And here it is also, this was that responsibility, the girls, sisters do take responsibility, but it becomes according to Indian system, psychology, that now they are married,
mm-hmm.
and their parents are free, and society, their friends, or my parents, uncle, their maternal uncle, paternal uncle, are not going to ask, when is your daughter going to get married? Or you have given them to Brahma Kumaris, or what will happen? So it's a psychology freedom for the society system. But in the West, Baba's children actually immediately when they come, many of you have responsibility already taken, having a job, looking after center, conducting classes, arranging big programs. So it's a different than what in the West mentality and psychology. And there, because there, this nature is that when the girl is unmarried, either she has to be supported and taken care by brothers or parents.
Mm-hmm.
And when she is married, then the mother-in-law of the side will take care.
So in the West, we don't have the ceremony.
Doesn't matter.
However,
yeah. It's only
we may feel, even if we don't live in the center, some of them really feel that they've surrendered their life to Baba.
Yeah. Someone is able to feel that it is.
Even if they don't live in the center, they
yeah.
may feel
of
they've
course.
Completely surrendered to Baba.
If that dedication is there, that faithful, because there are certain natural qualities that make your heart surrender. Surrender does not mean that you have to come and live in the center. Surrender means that you are very faithful, loyal, and taking care of the yajna to glorify one. And then responsibility of from the life, you are making the life of other souls. There are four different methods of services there, whether you are living at home or you are living at the center. When there is a feeling, what I have received, I should give it to Baba, heart opens, enthusiasm is great, and we want to give service, making different programs, exhibitions, fairs, conferences, seminars. This type of service is actually giving the message to the people and a taste what the knowledge is like, how this knowledge is unique. Some kind of they are observer, and through that might be some souls are touched, but message is given to many. In this way, arranging through media, social media or official media, whatever, this is one type of service. Then second type of service, when you actually give in your time, energy and your surrender, you naturally feel that I should connect them with Baba. I should also make them Baba's child and heir. They should also get what I have received. And in this way you give them training, you bring them very close to the yajna, you sustain them with such loving feelings that they feel that yes, this is the comfortable place and this is my home. My journey is just completed of the sort I have found. In this way, it means they become class students, good helpers, and this is also service. But then other type of service, the third type of service is through your own life, you make the life of others. Because if they are living at the center and they are dedicated, but conflict is taking place, acceptance is not felt sometimes. Small things you are made feel guilty. Some kind of clash of samskaras is there. There's no joy of life then. Brahmin life, godly life means very satisfactory, worthy, respect worthy. A life of dignity. And that is made when those who are surrendered, responsible, they make their life, a spiritual life, divine life. So from their loyalty, from their faith, their dedication, they feel, yes, easy life, yogi life, best life, beautiful life. Their heart should sing and satisfaction that I have made 100% right decision to make Baba belong to me and I belong to Baba. Baba is my world. Everything is Him. And then His family, His children, I have joy, fortune of sustaining them. So through life you make the life. And then more deep for everyone, young or old, surrendered officially means living at the center and you are trustee, surrendered in this aspect, trustee. And here you are responsible and trustee, but very much service is, because others do helper, others become very good helpers to do all the other activity, but your mind. So it is the service through the mind, the power of the mind. Mind is so pure and so powerful that it brings satisfaction to others, and that vibrations are doing service.
So it seems that there is an aspect of dharana that is very important. That is, sometimes if I live outside the center and I work, for example, I may have a certain attitude at work, and when I come to the center, it's very loving and very giving and very benevolent. But it seems that when there's a surrender, there's a wholeness. I'm becoming the same in a way everywhere. My dharana is the same everywhere.
That's right.
Because it's a question of the intellect.
Yeah, but it is also a question of actually not only just intellect, not only faith, but it's the harmony of sanskaras. Because sometimes person can be very intellectual, can have faith, but the whole life to be with each other, it is a support for each other, trust in each other, appreciation of each other, learning from each other, no matter, doesn't mean that here you are head of the center or area, whichever you are looking after. But in fact, young ones make us aware what we have to learn to sustain ourselves and sustain them as well. And so this makes the whole together, one world, one family, one world, one parents. That kind of feeling is created oneness.
Do you want any more clarification? Does that sound good? Yeah? When we first start coming to the center,
when we
first start coming to the center, we come across Srimat through the Murli, but also we get told sometimes, follow what your center in Sraj says, this is Srimat. We also come across Maryadas. And I remember my experience. After a few months, I said, could you just give me a list? There's so many things that I don't know, and I seem to make mistakes without knowing. So I said, do you have a list of the Maryadas? So I wonder if you can clarify the intention behind Srimat and Maryadas. Maryadas came from Mama, especially. And she understood our aim and objective so clearly that soul consciousness, she made it into ways of being and being with each other. So can you clarify the intention and how one can go about understanding the Maryadas or the right way of doing things?
I am a little bit finding difficult. Some words I have not understood. Means how... What I understood, that what is really meaning of Srimat, this is what the total essence is.
The intention of Srimat and the intention of Maryadas.
My?
Maryadas. Yes. Because often...
What is Srimat first? Srimat means elevated wisdoms. Greatest, the wisdom or direction coming from the highest on high. Shri means elevated. Shri means pure. Shri means respected.
Respected.
Yeah, the directions which are respected, directions which are elevated to make you understand. And this is what it is actually in the reality. Baba's Murli is Murli, but it is also called Song Divine. And the Gita, which is a scripture of Indian culture or Hindu now called, but ancient deity religion, was established through the wisdom given by God. And that wisdom is actually capsuled in this book called Shrimat Bhagavat Gita. Shrimat, elevated direction given by God by the scripture, which is known as Gita. It's a memorial.
Mm.
So, now in order to follow God's direction, so then we become easy, some system are created. Some maryada is that you stay in the code of conduct. Maryada. Maryada is like a disciplined set of dharanai that we need to practice in our life so that we become elevated human beings, divine human beings. So intention of God's teaching is to make from an ordinary man, an ordinary woman, an ordinary human being to an extraordinary divine human being. So purpose of that is life, not only just ordinary life, but your life which is an inspiration for others, strength for others. This is what Baba wants us. So what that it means, godly teachings is Shrimat. But in order to study, you have a few hours in school. In order to go into depth, you go in college. In order to explore more, you go in university. So this education is actually also making your intellect more open and receptive when you know the importance of it. Such an important direction for our spiritual progress.
That is Shrimat.
Yeah, intention, God's intention.
And so Shrimat would be more for opening the intellect and Maryadas for the Dharana?
Yes, actually this knowledge putting into practice. Knowledge helps us to have yoga. And yoga purifies our intellect so that we can inculcate that knowledge. So knowledge becomes yoga, yoga becomes dharana. And that dharana is what? It is the practice and following Shrimat. So it means spirituality, to make spirituality reality is known as Shrimat. Spirituality in reality. So spirituality, Shrimat is be soul conscious.
That's the main one, be soul conscious.
Be soul conscious. And that is the foundation. But how to become soul conscious? For that, because you need to start the day with the awareness so that your intellect whole day remains connected, because what it is the first thing in the morning? It is said, which side of the bed you got up this morning? That something becomes a natural flow or thought during the day. So, Mama, practice practically Baba's teachings, and it is without making a kind of maryada or discipline for others, she applied on herself. And she was the one who started Amrit Vela. Early days it was not Amrit Vela. Later on, gradually seeing the benefit, fresh, others started seeing Mama before Amrit Vela, she's sitting, sometime it was full moon, and the atmosphere in the courtyard on the terrace that Mama used to sit in Karachi was so something special that these thoughts and vibrations are reaching others, and others wake up and see what is happening. It is the full moon in the sky, or it is the coolness and love for Baba, which is special in the art of increasing beauty and purity of the soul. Is Mama here? And then gradually system started that have Amrit Vela.
Just to pick up on that, Mama used to wake up at 2:30, right?
Yeah.
2:30 in the morning.
And we used to write.
She used to write.
Brahma Baba.
Baba, yeah.
Yeah, so and when Ali used to get up, it was some touchings were there.
Mm.
With that he used to write and send the letter and Mama used to read. And
that was in the Pakistan, the Karachi time.
Pakistan, yeah.
So Baba would wake up in the morning, start writing all the touchings,
yeah.
and then send it to Mama.
Yeah.
She was with the Kumari,
right.
and then she would read it.
In fact, this Amrit Vela had been so powerful in our memory, in our subconscious mind, that when we start bhakti, we still keep this system.
Mm.
And devotees still follow Amrit Vela. Very important role that the devotees feel. It's a very sacred thing to get up in the morning and meditate.
So was that a negotiation?
Another religion as well, Muslim also.
Yes, many wake
yeah.
up at 4.
So many religions, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindus, Sikh. So it's a kind of code of conduct to give the guideline to the mind. But then alone, we can become careless, we can become lazy, we can say, okay, when I get up, I can meditate. It is the first thing is to get up and to say good morning to Baba and meditate. But then the system that it should be together sitting, then Baba used to conduct meditation. Mama used to conduct meditation.
Was that a negotiation? Let's move this from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock? I can imagine that would have been from the 4 o'clock kind of side.
Yeah.
It moved from 2 o'clock, not 3 o'clock. It moved to 4 o'clock.
Individual, you can get up any time.
Of course.
But combined discipline together so that the energy is generated, that was 4 o'clock. And sometimes when special occasion and situations are, so Baba had given the program to awake in the night and have yoga bhakti in the night. But early, very early days, I came actually in 57, but before that, in yajna system, they used to sleep early. There was not...
Early, you mean?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Very early.
And then, so they get up early, because when you are really, energy is not consumed of the mind. Body gets whatever energy is consumed by body. In fact, body takes in rest and you wake up. But if the mind is unnecessarily used in waste thoughts, critical mind, correcting others, competing with others, the brain gets tired because the mind does not have the positive energy.
So that needs extra
sleep. That makes the Amrit Vela very difficult. Because somewhere energy is consumed and body has taken up. You get up and still you feel very tired. It's not the body is tired. It's the mind became tired because energy is so consumed. And so this is why then if there was that, okay, then do apply some methods for yourself. Drink a cup of tea. Tea before, there was no system of tea. Now in order to remain awake, okay, have a cup of tea, have hot water. So then now it is
that became a mariada.
Yeah, it is like a, it is not a mariada, but it's a support to follow
yes,
mariada. If you don't drink tea, it doesn't matter that you are not following mariada.
And Amrit Vela, Sudeshidi, Amrit Vela, someone had said to me once that when we go to sleep, the intellect goes to sleep. And when we wake up, first thing that we do, and it's quiet all around, there's no pull, we allow for the intellect to open fully. How do you experience your waking up in the morning?
See, Mama was in Delhi at my early days time, in 58, 59. And... Mama used to get up early morning and it was anyway summertime, and she would have water, first glass of water, but she walk on this on the lawn on green grass. It's to make the brain active.
You mean bare feet she would walk? She would walk without her shoes on the grass. Is that what you mean?
I think she had kharao, wooden slipper we used to
wooden
have.
Wooden slippers.
Yeah. Mm. I did not actually notice that, whether it is barefoot. It is said walk barefoot, but Mama, I don't remember whether I noticed this, or especially.
So she would have a walking Amritvela?
Just in the courtyard.
Mm.
And then if it is daytime there, then in the bungalow was quite big, so then she used to just take round in its inside also.
Mm.
So my point is, then in the same way, we know in order to control, what are maryadas actually? Maryadas are to train our sense organs and our time to make the best use. Our organs, they are deceiving. And so then maryadas, I mean discipline, principles. First they were principles that this is we have to keep in mind. For example, it is in bhakti, it's a principle that if you are getting up early morning, you should light a candle there. It's a system, so then otherwise God will upset. Here it is not question of God is upset, but because we are becoming gods and goddesses, so our system will get upset. So we need to ignite the inner light, we have understood that now. So now in order to fresh, because the brain, the whole night, you are actually, the brain waves are quiet, it's not active. In sleep time, maybe some action is taking place, and when you wake up, you see the dream has consumed your energy or created fear or very excited and joy is also. But in fact, if you wanted to, for Amritvela, I did for myself, sometime because Mama was there, it was good inspiration to walk, drink a cup of water, hot water or tea if it is needed. But I used some points from the Murli. At that time was not blessings or question-answer session in the Murli.
Mm.
This is invented later on, addition, to make it easy that if we don't remember the full Murli, through the essence of the Murli and Dharana Murli and blessing can
so
help
when
us.
When you wake up in the morning, you drink water?
No, I keep the book, something Murli from yesterday.
Yeah.
Had been keeping this one.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I wake up, I read it full, because of many times waking up early.
Mm-hmm.
Or otherwise, just I purposely churn, start making, in order to make the brain waves active, oxygen should flow from your system. This is also, if it's lack of oxygen, then it's also you feel sleepy.
Mm.
If you are not active, you will feel sleepy. If we have eaten something heavy food in the night, still the body is in the system of digesting, is taking your energy. So there are, when exploring different methods, no? Cup of tea, or reading something, or a little bit walk. Baba used to say, go and walk on the rooftop. When the underground training center was built, it was freshness, no method. You may adopt different methods. Then some explored that, when we don't get up, but still our laziness or a bed is pulling, they started taking shower. Before Amritvela, they thought that if we make shower, then the whole system is more awake, active. So now it is, we have created a system for ourselves. Some would say this is maryada.
We
take shower and then meditate.
Hmm.
And other would say no. So then, but main maryadas are actually to strengthen our inner basic qualities. Purity, love for Baba, making the qualities, my own system, whatever has been passed yesterday, it should not affect me and I should remain peaceful. So in fact it is conquering the vices, it, power is in following the discipline. Like the maryadas which were, we know physical weight, the male energy and female energy, the gravity is strong when the soul consciousness is not there. And so it was kind of system or maryada or principle that a brother should sit one side, sister should on the other side. They are sleeping, they are sitting on the floor and current waves, there is no break in that. So this energy, it is not that they are at that time consciously taking the energy or spreading the energy or attracted by this gravity. No, but subtle influence is there. So this is why this wave of what is called the line of code of conduct is in between that brother's one side, sister one side.
Mm.
And now because of now need of language, translation, chairs are separate. So it's a different reason. Still it is maryada to keep yourself, not the even sister's organ should not touch with each other. So it's a maryada.
So because of that transfer of energy.
Yes.
As someone, I think I'll pick up on that in a minute. I just want to finish with Amrit Vela. There was one more question about Amrit Vela. So it's a time in a way to reawaken the intellect, and you do this by freshening up tea or water, and then you read something, you read some gyan, and then you get going. What happens when we go back to sleep after Amrit Vela? Do we kind of negate everything?
I feel this becomes a habit if you go to sleep. Then the whole system, then dreams, whenever I also experimented it. But after Amrit Vela, whenever I have slept, I had a very funny dreams, which I never thought about it. Strange dreams, not so clean either sometimes. Mm. And so I thought, I earn early in the morning earning, and here I go to sleep to destroy what I've achieved. So I then, knowing my benefit for my own self, so I read something. I don't go to, unless body, really I feel that I would not be fresh when I'm reading Murli. But I read Murli, I spend that time of reading Murli and feel the Murli, so that when I am conducting class or when I am reading the Murli, it's, I know what Baba means by that.
And you feel
so
it.
This helps me.
Mm.
And so very rarely I go to sleep after Amrit Vela. But it's better to remain awake. But I also understand that those who have to go to work their whole day, they don't have time to relax or sit.
Mm.
So for them, perhaps that is recharging their energy or preparing themselves. But it's not a system actually. But as classes are starting late, then we have to go to work, and okay, now 5:45 to 6:45, or if you have taken shower beforehand and others are cooking, so what to do then? We make ourselves lazy.
But there's benefit in having a powerful Amrit Vela, even if you go to sleep afterwards. It's not necessarily that you destroy or negate everything. There's still benefit at waking up, because otherwise the message might be, you know, don't bother.
No, powerful Amrit Vela is depending on actually connected with the last day.
Mm.
How my day had been, I have come, my system, or how I spent the day, what kind of activity I was involved, what was my mind and intellect and my sanskaras, which game they were playing. That remains in subconscious mind, and in the morning that will come in your mind. Or for some time, it's for me it's very good blessing actually that if I conduct somewhere a class or lecture or anything, and I realize this point was so good, and Amrit Vela, my churning starts, and joyful feeling also. So for me, it's Amrit Vela is actually not only for yoga, it's appointment with Baba, so it can be conversation as well. So it also keeps us awake.
So it's okay to go to sleep afterwards. There's still benefit from it.
It's benefit that body certainly.
I just want to send a message. That
it takes, but then it should not be a system that...
I understand.
Because generally,
ideally, yes.
It has become a system. After 4:45, now go to sleep. And then 5:45 is a song played, and some say, this is wake-up song. No. It is to wake again, that now is time to wake up, take shower and go in the class. Then we are late in the class. If it is possible, it means it's okay. You have to decide that you are not losing anything.
Because there's something very beautiful at 4 o'clock or even 3:30 or earlier that happens in the meditation. That doesn't happen at any other time. Baba often say that he's busy with the devotees the rest of the day, and he's dedicated to the Brahmins for Amrit Vela time, right?
So, Brahmin, for devotees also, it is the same time. So, it's for Brahmin is beneficial, because in this way they are... So, I would not say... It's okay. I won't say it is anything against... But if it is not need, better not to form a habit.
Now I'd like to go back to, we were starting to touch on purity. Mariadas help to, in a way, improve our pure lifestyle, purify our lifestyle. But also you were talking about brothers and sisters sitting too close, and that unconsciously some energy may be transferred, or even two sisters when they're too close. I'd like you to expand a little bit about purity, and also if there's a strength of purity that can be established after a while, where it doesn't matter so much if you're close to another sister, or if this happens or that happens. So as we tell us about purity and the strength of purity.
See, For some, it would not be any difference. But then those who are new, for them it is encouragement. They would not even realize that the attraction is increasing, dependency is increasing, and eventually it becomes a karmic account with each other if we are not careful. Because in the beginning, this kind of attraction, it does not come with the negative force. It's very divine way of this purity. Purity is attacked.
Purity attracts.
In a very divine way. Because it's the whoever you become attached to, your heart is appreciating the other person. So much impressed by the specialities of others. Or the heart says, thank you, oblige that you, that person has helped you sometime. It is just like a film story.
Yes.
Just like in the film it begins as well. You help someone just without any consciousness, but the gratitude, thinking, oh, this person saved me, this person protected me, only this person can hear my emotions and understand me. Seniors do not understand. This becomes like a kind of very divine way of appreciating others, but it is entering the door of physical attraction, eventually attachment, but also telling lies, hiding things. Then it comes into jealousy. Then it becomes very, not only one wise, it's purity of thoughts, purity of words, purity of vision, purity of relation. Everything has become mixture. It's not real. This is why If I'm disciplined of soul conscious and I am careful, that this is a maryada. Of course we are brothers and sisters. A brother and sister, when blood connection is there, it's very close to each other, can hold the hand of each other. You don't have that sensation or you don't have that emotions. But as soon as, without soul conscious and blood connection, you are near the opposite male energy, it's gradually, appreciation is not appreciation, it becomes a bondage and it becomes attraction and it becomes vice then. Mm. Virtue changes into vice. So this is why this maryada. So soul to soul, some say, oh, soulmate, soul to soul. Perhaps I have been with this person last birth. So what? We must be with someone the last birth, no? 84 births we had been some with different people, not with the same person. Hey, I'm attracted, I'm making an excuses. I have been with this person my last birth as well. It's an excuse, no? But if I am a knowledgeable soul, for 84 births I would have been not only with one person, but many, many persons, no? So it needs the power, divine intellect, to check and make myself free. So it is in Sanskrit, lust is not called a vice in the beginning.
Hmm.
It's called divine deity of fulfilling your desires. So the desires are emotional desires based on body consciousness. Cupid in English, I think. And then, but it hurts like an arrow. And this is why then eyes, instead of soul conscious, make become body conscious. Heart, instead of being connected with Baba, becomes connected with others. So eventually it becomes, lust becomes vice, but it enters through the door of divinity. Anger, at least others can see, and I can also feel, and I think my respect is going, immediately respect is gone. And there it is, because I'm respecting each other, I don't realize that others are noticing, and I'm losing my respect in the eyes of others, because purity makes you respectworthy. Purity makes you, it creates the trust in you. Any kind of impurity in attitude of greed or attachment or ego does not make you respectworthy and trustworthy.
There was a question, there is a question, about purity and karma. And the question is, in the context of even seeing the daddies, the elder sisters who've done and made so much effort, who would be considered by most of us as being pure. Mm-hmm. Okay, not 100%. Baba told us if it's 100%, they fly off. But see them suffering physical illnesses when they've reached such a level of purity can be a little bit confusing. So can you expand on this?
Baba had said, actually, it's there are two aspects actually. One is, of course, there are some past subtle karmic accounts still there that has to be settled. It could be the account of money that you have to pay to the doctor. It could be the account of serving each other. It could be the account of my own body, with my matter, which is now is not allowing me to be in this body to be used in an effective in a way, because I have not actually given respect to the laws of nature. How much should I use the body? Not understanding that I have to respect this body as well, because my real life companion, who is my real life companion and faithful companion? It's my body. Other life life partners are not really lifetime partners. They become life partners maybe after 20 years, maybe staying only 10 years and 20 years. Husband will die or wife will die different times. They are not life partners, lifetime. But only my body is so faithful. She doesn't leave me. When I will leave body, the body will be still there. Soul does not, it is not body does not leave the soul. The soul leaves the body. And body is supporting me to express myself and experience myself. So in this way, my real life partner is body. But how I use this body, how I use my eyes, how I use my face, how I use my hands, how I use my own physical organs, with virtues or with vices, misuse or right use of benevolence, based in soul conscious using now or body conscious. Before that, every organ was used in body consciousness. This is the training we had received from our parents. And now this is the new birth. So my parents are giving me training. Use your sense organs, respect it, but respect in soul consciousness. Soul consciousness means the soul became conscious of its own inner power. There, in body consciousness, either I have ego of my inner powers, or I am misusing my inner powers, or I become dependent of taking from other powers.
So are you saying that the daddies, for example, would have been concerned with their other karmic accounts, and
yeah,
the karmic accounts with the body is the last one they're caring for?
Beautiful karmic account they have. It is actually their karmic account is not suffering. You would have noticed the more, for example, Dadi Janaki, 5 days she is in the bed. She comes up with 5 times, 10 times more energy to serve. Every time, this is an example. Gulzar Dadi's example, her sickness was service in such a benevolent way. She did not have pain, and Dr. Mehta was surprised because of it is 40 years ago. This cancer, all these things were not available. And here she does not feel any pain. And yet the body's cells are telling that it should be painful.
In the 80s when she had the cancer.
Yeah.
So she didn't have pain.
No, she did not have pain when she had the son. And then, and this is why, and always that divinity. So that divinity, that spirituality and purity, that was actually, even the sickness became an excuse.
It's a different type of traffic control.
Yeah. Outside. So her sickness was service and is service. Dadiji's sickness became service. It opened the heart of many souls, and this good wishes, that what it is good wishes, what it is yajna support. Many created their fortune with that love and bhavana. Hospital was opened because of practical, so this was an excuse. Dadi Chandramani asked, Baba, I have come to yajna when I was a teenager. And I am 100% sure, and I give certificate to myself that I have not any kind of wiseful action, reaction, interaction with others, because there has been always, environment has been very beautiful, food has been very pure, company has been very environment, and my yoga, my own attention, is I can give certificate of pass with honor. And why this sickness? Baba did not say karmic account. Baba said, in order to serve others, this is a service. Your sickness is a service. Of your stage, joyful, lightness, still being very powerful, is that how to make your matter, even it is going through physical sickness, and still you make it, you treat it as your friend, or matter treats you as a respectworthy friend. So your stage in sickness is a service for others. So Dadi Gulzar's way of service, means how Baba used it, it was benevolence for hundreds of thousands of people became this. Nirvair Bhai went for his heart problem, and that was another second stamp for Dr. Mehta. So it is, though it looks like such a long time, such a long yogi, they are going through suffering. But in fact, they are like a, I think, used in drama to create a fortune of some, to understand how to remain detached from the body, and especially from Dadi Janaki. It's an extra time, really using that time to become soul conscious and have so much connection, deep connection with Baba, that she comes up with a very powerful energy.
I've noticed that with Dadi Janaki especially, that when she's sick or tired, she uses that time to go into such solitude and such introvertedness that she comes with very powerful jewels. And she will have insights on why it happened and what is it that Baba is trying to do through her. One of the questions that had come up was about solitude and introversion. What it is and the steps that you take, for example, being busy and giving classes, at one point you probably withdraw and come into solitude and introvertedness, even though surrounded with people. So how do you do?
Was it traffic control?
Hello, it's not come yet. Okay. We had the drill, but we didn't have the music.
So in fact, solitude is, because people think that I should go somewhere in a separate place and meditate, that is solitude. On bhakti side, this is because going beyond sound, going beyond the environment, separating ourselves from the responsibilities, and finding a time, quiet place, quiet environment, internal and external environment. It helps to switch off the activity from outside. But in fact, that is not solitude. How long one can be in that solitude? It is full attitude, soul attitude, full attitude of becoming detached observer and keeping the mind focused in a goal, focus on a goal of soul conscious, focus on the goal that it's only one Baba is my companion and he is giving me support. I am with Baba and Baba is with me. And then time to time, of course physically as well, making time to meditate, so that you, that becomes a special purpose of the sitting to the feel the energy that Baba walking, talking, sitting, I am keeping that connection, and also emphasizing, means giving a discipline to the self, so that I am not careless, oh, I am karma yogi and Baba is with me and in the gathering I can be in solitude. The, what is the intensity is lessened when in action. I am still solitude. And when I am really sitting in solitude, intensity of focus of what I want to be in soul consciousness, consciously using the quality of peace, consciously using and opening my heart to appreciate what Baba has given me, what family has given me, what my fortune has given me, and not to be interested of keeping my sense, my information center open.
Information center?
Information center. This is my office of information center. And it's voice coming from my ventilators in my house, in my office. They sound. I is such a quick cameraman. Camera. Takes the photograph without any pose or any information, just immediately. And then it becomes busy. So even I am in solitude, that would be disturbing. What I have eaten and what I have spoken, that I would be thinking afterwards as well. So in fact, solitude, in order to make end of all these influences, which is actually ek ant, means just be in connected with one, and bring the end to all other things. That's called ek ant. Ek means one, and ant means end. Come to a point when ends everything of physical influences, attraction, temptation, and be connected with one. But this is, for that is needed introspection, inner inspection. When I am extroverted, I am using these same sense organs of my body by focusing on others, correcting, criticizing, commenting, attraction, influence, so, and then gossiping or proving the how other people are doing to, they should do according to my wish, so my eyes are more focused on the weakness then. Means, in body conscious, these sense organs are actually used working on others, but it is in fact creating new account because I don't get any payment. I am losing my energy. I'm eventually, through anger, through competition, through criticism, through my personal habits, I'm losing my energy. And introspection, because extrovert means inspecting others, correcting others, mostly communicating with others even if they are not in front of me. But introspection is inner inspection, using my inner organs of the soul, focusing on my own mind. So introspection is the eye of the mind is looking the self inside with the light of knowledge. So eyesight becomes divine in a sense, but at the same time, inspector. So immediately attitude changing. I have seen what I have seen with my eyes, but with third eye, what is the point of thinking about it, or criticizing it, or did I learn something from that? It is self-checking of gain and loss.
What difference do you make between introspection and introversion?
Yeah. So when you start, introversion is actually the versions, actually what it is, what my mind was talking to others.
What's happening in your mind
yeah.
whilst you're with others?
Yeah. So then, introversion is actually going deep within your own self. And that is actually with inspecting as well, introspection, introversion is that is you start talking to your own self. And then when you start talking to your own self, you go more into silence because the truth, the intellect, is reminding me how much energy time was wasted. And here I have to store my energy. So your ears, which have been hearing about, so you switch off these sense organs, looking at others, but switch on, be connected with yourself, and then observing my own self. It's an observation, inspection, and correcting myself, and communicating with my own self what gain I am gaining. So it is like a sitting in the cave of soul consciousness. In soul consciousness, here my three own powers, the power of the mind, the power of knowledge, means power of mind of positive thinking, pure thinking, concentrated on one particular topic or quality. So it becomes the light, is like ignited. Now the second energy is the intellect. So intellect is observing myself, my thoughts, my feelings, my decision. And so it means the yoga of the intellect with Baba so that I can get power to neutralize whatever of my own is not attachment and I am free and I also able to then have the power to see virtues in others, what I have learned from them. Or if my mind was still in silence, correcting or rejecting, here it is. In inspection and introversion, what is the practical use of that? Because rubbish would not help me, my heart will become dirty. So intellect begins to wear what is called influence-proof, waterproof dress, emotion-proof dress, anger-proof dress, fire-proof dress of self-respect. So your quality of self-respect, of protecting yourself, or emerging your inner power of your own self. So this introversion or inspection is becomes a very strong connection, first with my own qualities, and then connection with Baba. And that becomes like a joyful experience then. It's not that you cut off from others, but this joyful creates vibrations, communication with others as well. So this is means, introspection means harmony between the three faculties of the soul. And I am not wasting my energy, but I'm storing my energy. And this comes into results in inner satisfaction, happiness, and as you recognize the truth of your weakness, what is weakness in you, weakness in me, not outside me, when I'm saying you, it's English speaking me, it's in my own self. This truth is not painful. This truth, I am gaining something to correct myself.
Mm.
And this blissful feeling of truth, of transformation, of purification, brings the power and you don't even use this now, analyzing or realizing. It becomes such a deep, beautiful power of yoga. So Mama had this.
Hmm.
It interacts with others with maturity. it is still, you are connected with others more, but easiness. Nature becomes very easy. You are so light. You can communicate with each other. You can accept each other, respect each other. So it was a long time. Solitude is not for sitting only. Maturity while in action, it becomes then also a protection, umbrella of protection.
Mm.
And state becomes, stage of the soul, yoga becomes on a different powerful level. So solitude, this constant and energy flow becomes intense and at the same time stable, constant.
So I like that you said the solitude is to become a detached observer,
yeah,
and therefore introspection and introversion is the quality of the detached observer.
Yeah. So this is solitude of detached observer is also that they are not influencing me.
Mm.
And in soul consciousness, God is influencing me.
Mm.
My positive energy is influencing me.
Talking about God, I'd like to finish with a light question.
Okay.
We have about half a minute.
Mm.
We have the habit, the ceremonial respect of feeding Baba.
Yeah.
When Baba came, or Bapdada came into Dadi Goza.
Mm.
Now the question, and I'm really narrowing down, it was a two-page question, is who's eating? Who's experiencing the food? Shiv Baba is a bhakta. Brahma Baba is completely pure and bodiless. And Dadi Gulzar is not really there. We were told that Dadi Gulzar is not really there. So who's experiencing this joyful feeding of Bapdada?
Baba in Sakar Baba or in the Avyakt Baba?
Well, in Sakar Baba would have been the same question,
now,
who
now
ate at that time. But
let's start
with that one of the Avyakt Bapdada.
Hmm. Means, what is the feeling now when through Gulzar Dadi Baba is not present? That you mean, in other words, is it?
No, when Bapdada comes into Gulzar Dadi,
Gulzar
Dadi is asleep, right? She's very detached. She doesn't even know what happened. She needs to watch the video after, right? So she's not eating.
Or read the Murli.
Yes.
In the beginning, she was reading the Murli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And but we're still feeding. So who are we feeding and who's enjoying it? Who's feeding? Who are we feeding? We're feeding Bapdada, but is it Shiv Baba?
No, she would also feel
Brahma Baba?
No,
she would also feel it. She'll feel the nutrition of it, but not the experience of it. Apparently she doesn't like, is it bananas that she doesn't like? But we feed her bananas when we feed bowl. So what happens? You have less than 1 minute.
No. It's that she is actually in body,
mm-hmm,
but she is not conscious of the body.
Yeah.
So when that she's reading as Gulzar Dadi, right? So her feeling will be the same,
mm-hmm,
because what Baba has taught this. And so it is means, what if I have understood the question, because I still...
Feeding. Reading is one thing, but feeding, when we feed Baba.
Acha, feeding.
Yes.
The word I missed.
Yeah.
Acha. So that's why I didn't get it.
Mm.
So in fact, Gulzar Dadi, again, instrument is being used. But as she is not connected, her sense organs.
Mm.
But Brahma Baba is also present there. Mm. So when we are feeding bhog, it's not to Shiv Baba and not to Gulzar Dadi. So Gulzar Dadi would not be having the taste.
Hmm.
And Brahma Baba, in fact also, an avyakta angel does not have taste.
Hmm.
So there's no question of taste in it.
Hmm.
It is those who are feeding, they are enjoying that we are feeding Baba.
Correct.
Because it's their bhavana.
Yes.
And this is why it is just what it is there. so much, so tiny, like a bird is being fed. So it is, taste is when you are consciously what you are eating. Then it is taste. And many times you put the things in the mouth and you are thinking some problem or some task, responsibility, even it is joyful there. What did you eat? I don't know. What was the taste? Don't know. So same would be with Gulzar Dadi also. Though it is going through her throat, but both are not actually. Not eating, but accepting. And when we are offering bhog, in fact, we say, Baba says, oh, bhog does not reach there, but your vibrations, your bhavana is reaching, and Baba is getting the fragrance. Baba said, bhog is not eating, he is not taking, vikis a bhokta, but he receives the fragrance. But there is not nose. Baba is not using his nose to fragrance. And food still is matter. The air does not go there. So I don't think there is a fragrance of the food Baba is mentioning. These are the words are used, fragrance, in order to make us understand that the love, with that it is cooked. With that much bhavana and feeling, this 36 variety, 60 variety, 84 variety, and so there are 84 people, different things. Their joy, fragrance, has created the atmosphere. And that is reaching Baba. And those who are sitting in the gathering, their love for Baba is invoking Brahma Baba. Especially Dadis, those who have, especially myself also. I always felt Brahma Baba is present there.
Definitely.
Yes.
So we have to stop here. We have fragrant food for lunch waiting for us. But it was wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yes, most welcome.
So we'll
sorry,
have...
some words I did not understand because my...
That's okay, you were divine. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So we'll have 1 minute and then we'll conclude.